When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. We're live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. We are live on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. You're on Radio Somali in Wa, Kekeli Radio in Ho, A1 Radio in Bogatanga. We are live on X Spaces. You're on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Coming out this afternoon, it's unconscionable, unreasonable, and unnecessary. Sentiments of some Ghanaians who are outraged by a proposed ally that permits MPs, ministers and judges to use sirens as well as exempt them from obeying speed limits on the roads.
If you want to listen to the issues in your constituency, why don't you organize town hall meeting for your people? They're not thinking about the economy, they're thinking about funerals.
Do we have to always go out there and queue and vote for these people?
We'll get to hear from some MPs who are mounting a spirited defense for it, insisting the ally is long overdue.
Who expect you on a Saturday at about five funerals on a Saturday?
Let us not forget, if deadlines are not met, it goes to undermine the performance of such public officers.
We have details of that. Plus, in the last few minutes, a minority is now demanding a withdrawal of the airline following the public backlash. Also, I have news from the stables of WAEC. This time, it might not be able to mark and release the results of the recently concluded BEC unless government settles its outstanding debt.
Yeah, once the money comes, we'll go ahead and do the marking. If the money doesn't come, that will be difficult, but...
Meanwhile, WAEC is demanding stiffer punishment for 19 persons arrested during the examination to serve.
Fines or the punishments not been deterrent enough. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the process of putting together a paper and getting some of the punishments tightened up a little bit, because the situation is gradually getting out of...
We have details of that. Plus, the Ghana Education Services teachers arrested for exam malpractices will be dismissed from the service. Also this afternoon, Central Region records some cases of dengue fever as the Ghana Health Service intensifies education and sensitization to halt the spread of the dengue disease.
Where the cases are coming from, they are contiguous districts that extend to the Central Region. So the Central Region has also taken samples and a number of them are positive.
We have sports.
Ghana FA admits major lows from last season's Premier League and aims for improvement. Plus, Gareth Southgate resigns as England boss.
And President Akufo-Addo says his administration has constructed more roads than the combined road infrastructure achievements of Mills Mahama era.
The strategic projects we have initiated, such as the dualization of the Ofanko and Swan Road, are not merely infrastructure projects, but also a confirmation of government's proactive approach to solving real-life challenges.
We have that and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please stay on for details. Many thanks for sticking with us. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. Let's dig in now. And of course, we've been hearing from the public on this particular ally, that the controversial ally that we'll be talking about. Some say it's unconscionable, unreasonable and unnecessary. Well, the proposed legislative instrument that allows MPs, ministers and judges to drive without speed limits and use sirens has been met with strong opposition. Some Ghanaians have been telling you, they say it's unconscionable, it's unreasonable, amongst others. Some Ghanaians who called into the Super Morning Show are calling for its immediate withdrawal. We'll get to hear from both citizens and members of parliament shortly. But first, my colleague Maxo Agbagba of our security desk joins me in studio with details on this particular ally. Maxo, what do we know?
Well, we know it was introduced and signed actually by the minister responsible for transport, Kwaku Furiasiama, and is dated here 30th May 2024, and is an amendment to the already existing road traffic regulation. And this time around, some of the changes that they seek to make is to also include, like you mentioned, the ministers, members of parliament, and also judges who will now be able to have sirens on their vehicles and also be able to move without speed limits. So when you go through the amendments, it includes them here. We've been engaging some members of parliament who've been telling us that they think that it is long overdue. Some of them make reference to some instances in the past where leaders of parliament, the parliamentary leadership, specifically the minority leadership, one of them was actually fined because he was found to be speeding.
Stay with me, because we're getting a statement also from the minority. We'll get to hear from parliamentarians also on this and take you live to parliament following the backlash and the public reaction to this particular airline. But some of you called into the Super Morning Show. Yes, what you said.
You know, what happened, they are going for Funa, is that what they're going to use the sirens for? Now, I'll print you a situation that I faced last year. I was called to attend to an emergency at a certain hospital. And honestly, I jammed traffic. And I was stopped by the police and I explained to him, and he was gracious enough to allow me to go through. I was ready to pay the consequences or if I have to be taken to court, but I needed to attend.
All the arguments that he made, they are self-seeking arguments. If you want to listen to the issues in your constituency, why don't you organize a town hall meeting for your people to come and share their opinion? Those funerals that they say they attend is whose funeral? Some of their personal friends' funeral. That is why our MPs are behaving like this. They have taken us for a ride for so long. I mean, look at the things they are taking us through. Look at what is happening in the economy. They are not thinking about the economy, they are thinking about funerals.
What the transport minister wants to do, they tell us that they represent their constituents, our interests. We are buying high cost of petrol. We are buying high cost of electricity and the rest. This is affecting the constituents directly, and they are, nobody is doing anything about it. With their interest, they want us to, you know, they want to go to parliament and pass a law that will allow them to have their comfort. So my question is, do we have to always go out there and queue and vote for these people to satisfy their self-aggrandizement? I don't know what country, what kind of Ghana are we in?
Some of your views on the Super Morning Show today here on Joy 99.7 FM. We've also been hearing from the president of Imani Africa, Franklin Cudjoe. He says it's unjustifiable.
I was amazed, really, when I saw that. And I asked myself, exactly what are we in the hurry to pass this LI for, really? It's an argument that I've come so far. I've read some arguments made by certain senior MPs who are friends, who... And I laughed at them. I actually was mocking one this morning, actually. And I said, well, wait a minute. Are you seriously telling us that you want to be giving preferential treatment on our bad roads, badly lit roads in terms of, poor visibility? Just everything that is bad on our roads. Were the roads even done properly? I don't think this particular airline serves its purpose at all. And I think it's unconscionable that we would even think of something like this. All the arguments that have been advanced that I've read so far in support of it, frankly speaking, falls flat. I can't believe that it doesn't make sense. I don't think this... Oh, of course, without a doubt.
That's Franklin Cudjoe, Imani Africa. Well, while you think it is unconscionable, unreasonable and unjustifiable, we've been hearing from the MPs. They are mounting a spirited defense for the allies, saying it is long overdue because of the demands of their work. We can hear the NPP MPs for Anyaso, Tumen, Achim North, Dixon, Adumako Kisi and Andy Apiakobi.
Personally, members of parliament work is largely not limited to their work in the chamber. You know, we have voters or people, constituents, who expect you on a Saturday at about five funerals on a Saturday. And I'm wondering, if you don't go, you know the consequences. You not end up staying in Parliament to even conduct the appropriate business that you went to Parliament. So I'm only drawing your attention to the fact that, one, a lot of our work is not necessarily in the chamber. Friday, for instance, I have a very important healthcare meeting in my constituency. I also have to be at LAC for another very governmental important thing. And I'm wondering how I'm going to split my time between these two very important and far apart programs.
You subject such people into the conditions of traffic on the road. Such people cannot meet the deadlines. And therefore, it is imperative for us to give some access to them to be able to meet the deadlines. And let us not forget, if deadlines are not met, it goes to undermine the performance of such public officers or ministries or institutions. Some members of parliament, and some even state ministers, and even some judges have been arrested on the road because they are trying to meet their work schedule.
Well, those are the defense of some MPs there, Dixon Adomakukisi and Andy Apiakubi, NDC MP for South Dai, Roxanne Nelson Dafalmakbo, says past experiences, especially with the arrest of some members of parliament, necessitated the LI. He supports it.
If I'm leader of the House, and I'll mention his name on air, the Honorable Amakofibua was granted to parliament over a very serious business. He was prosecuted and fined. So the issue arose as to whether or not we shouldn't legislate and make MPs eligible. So if MPs are not supposed to be eligible as the arguments are being made, then we scrap every entity. That's in my opinion. So for instance, why do you want to include the Cyber Security Authority to use a siren, for instance?
No.
For instance, why do you want to say that it is okay for a Supreme Court judge to use a siren, but it's not okay for an MP to use a siren? So if you want to argue about the morality of the law, let us be comprehensive. Don't let us isolate MPs alone and bastardize us as if MPs are doing something untoward.
That's Roxanne Nelson Dafalmakbo speaking this morning on Joy News Desk and right here on the Joy News Channel. Well, let me take you to Parliament because there's a development and we're hearing that the minority now has a statement on this. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwikwa Sante joins us on the line. What's the minority saying?
In the last 1 hour, the minority leader himself, Dr. Kisela Tuposin, has uttered this statement, urging the transport minister to withdraw the LI. Given that the LI has been late since 14th of June and is set to mature on Friday, Parliament by itself cannot throw it out unless they get two-third majority to do so. And seeing that the numbers may be too high to get, the minority are asking that this LI be withdrawn. They say if the report of the Transitional Legislation Committee is brought to the floor of the House, all 137 of their members who vote against it, that will not be enough to annul it, and that is why they are calling on the Transport Minister to withdraw this LI. Also, just in the last few minutes, the Speaker of Parliament himself, Aban Bagbin, speaking at the University of Ghana on private members' bill, has been denying knowledge of this LI. He says he is not aware that any such LI has been laid in Parliament. Of course, that LI has been laid since 14 June, but he says he is not aware. His principal officials and directors have all denied knowledge of this. This LI has been laid in the House.
Whilst you reposition yourself, Kwikwa, I'm wondering, the Speaker's explanation that since 14 June, he's not aware that this LI has been laid. Did he say what exactly he's going to do about it? While at it also, the minority statement, a little too late, isn't it?
Well, it's late because Parliament by itself right now cannot annul this LI. They will need two-third majority to be able to do so. And that will mean both sides, the majority and MPPA, minority and majority, need to come together to be able to do this. That is a tall order. And that is why the minority statement specifically is urging the transport minister himself, who laid this LI on the 14th of June, to do so. But one would also wonder, the minority at the other side, that says the subsidiary legislative committee. In fact, Dr. Dominic Aine, a former deputy attorney general, chairs that committee. And so it would have been essential that if they were truly opposed, like they say they are now, they would have taken some decisive measures when that report came in the committee. As regards to the Speaker of Parliament, he says he's personally not aware and he has not admitted any said document. That is a bit curious because this was laid on the floor of the House on the 14th of June, and we know that no document or instrument can be presented to Parliament without at least the Speaker's knowledge. So it is very, very confusing that the Speaker of Parliament will say now that he's not aware. Probably his deputies admitted this while he wasn't.
Well, this is a matter that we'll be following closely with all the developments coming up in Parliament. And that's our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent, Kwikwa Asante, there. If we still have Kwikwa, I'm sure you can tell us, Kwikwa, what else is expected to happen in the House. Definitely. I may have lost my colleague, Kweku Asante there. But we'll stay a while longer on matters relating to roads. And President Akufo-Addo has emphasized improvement in Ghana's road network infrastructure under his leadership since assuming office in 2017. According to him, the NPP government has completed a total of 12,830 kilometers of roads across the country and added six more interchanges. He has reiterated his commitment to the completion of the Swame interchange, another major project in the Ashanti region. Nanabuachi Dankwa-Iyadom joined the president on his tour in the region as filed this report.
During a recent visit to the Ashanti region, President Akufo-Addo and the Minister for Roads and Highways, Francis Asensu-Buachi, inspected the progress of the Swame interchange project. The 40-year interchange project is said to be progressing steadily to reduce congestion and travel time in Kumasi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Its environs. President Akufo-Addo later cut short for construction works to begin on the Kokobi and Nyankwanta Road.
The Akufo-Addo government remains focused on its commitment to the dualization of roads in densely populated areas along our major corridors, a key initiative that demonstrates our dedication to decongesting these vital regions. The strategic projects we have initiated, such as the dualization of the Ofanko-Isuam Road and the Adenta-Dodua Road, are not merely infrastructure projects, but also a confirmation of government's proactive approach to solving real-life challenges.
That's President Akufo-Addo ending Nanabuachi Dankwa-Iyadom's report. Now let's focus on health. And the central region has become the next region to have recorded cases of the dengue fever. Though the number of cases are not readily known, the service says it is continuing its intensified efforts to investigate and contain the spread of the disease. The eastern region, we know, recorded 11 cases with over 100 samples sent to the Noguchi Memorial Institute for testing. Speaking on the AM show on the Joy News channel, Head of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Franklin Asiedu Bekwing strongly cautioned residents in affected areas to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes during the day.
The central region has also taken samples, and a number of them are positive. So we wanted to make it very clear that the treatment is early detection and then hospital management. So if that is understanding, then how do you address it? Clearly, is the mosquito, but this one is a different mosquito. It's the Aedes, which bites during the day, unlike Anopheles that bites during the evening or in the night. And clearly, it's about preventing the bite of the mosquito. So we need to be sure that you are well clothed and you protect yourself from getting the bite. And then you also minimize the population of the mosquitoes.
Well, that's head of public health at the Ghana Health Service. But are you experiencing any fever-like symptoms as we speak? Yes, what to do?
It's important that people who suspect and then report to the health facility. Because clearly, if you are go to the health facility, then you are not likely to progress to maybe the severe death. There's a few instances that people like to do dengue vaccination, but there's not very much pronounced. So the treatment is early detection and then hospital management. And it can also be managed a lot from them in the houses. If you look at this kind of situation, most of the cases are actually being managed at home. And then those who have been exposed, make sure that they sleep the dead, so that they are not able to be bitten by mosquito for them to transmit the virus to another person.
Well, meanwhile, Eastern Regional Correspondent Kofi Sian reports that miners have been urged to cover up their pits after excavation to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes.
These are areas close to forest zones and also areas that mining activities take place. So you have the miners dig their holes and leave them. They do not cover them. So it becomes a breeding ground for these mosquitoes. So what he's been advising is that when the miners go to the site and they finish, you know, all the digging and excavation, right, what they have to do is to cover this pit so that it will not hold water for it to become a breeding ground for these mosquitoes to thrive.
you ought to be aware of your environment. Now, outpatient department services have been restored at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital, the Adabraka Polyclinic, after organized labor called off its strike. However, the two hospitals have seen a lower than expected number of patients visiting their OPDs today. Clinical coordinator at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital, Dr. Susan Sefa, tells Joy News the situation could be as a result of people's assumption that the strike is still in full force and expects patient numbers to normalize there from at least tomorrow.
So on a normal Tuesdays, we expect more numbers at the OPD. We usually would have 150 to 200 patients walking to be attended to, both patients who are being reviewed and their new cases. But today the numbers are down. I'm not exactly sure why it's down, because yesterday the OPD did not run. So I was expecting that there will be more numbers today. But the day is young, it's quite young. So let's see how it goes throughout the day.
Well, my colleague Kenneth Jesse has been out and about this morning, joins me in studio. Let's talk about the situation at the Adabraka Polyclinic. At least we've heard about the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. What's the situation there at Adabraka?
Well, it's a similar situation compared to what's happened at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital, because at the Adabraka Polyclinic, the nurses tell me that at the time we got there, for example, they would have registered about 70 patients, but it was a little less than that. But they expect the numbers to rise also as time goes on, and they say that it could be that people are self-medicating. Yes, and that could also pose another danger. They say that they're expecting the numbers to increase and appreciate as the time goes by.
Okay, that's my colleague Kenneth Jesse joining us from his walkabout this morning. Taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. We are live in all 16 regions. We are live on X Spaces. We're on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul. Your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrol Soul is always a delightful experience. We've been hearing your views expressing that it is unconscionable, unreasonable, and unnecessary. Sentiments of some of you who are outraged by the proposed legislative instruments that permit MPs, ministers, and judges to use sirens as well as exempt them from obeying speed limits on the road. We'll return from the break and we'll head to the stables of WAEC. This time, it might not be able to mark and release the results of the recently concluded BEC unless the government settles its outstanding debt.
Yeah, once the money comes, we'll go ahead and do the marking. If the money doesn't come, that will be difficult, but...
Closer to split-second wins. Closer to history in the making.
He's immortal,
closer to your champions.
The greatest athletic achievements of all time.
Get DSTV to get closer to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games from 26 July to 11 August with 9 dedicated channels for the best coverage of every medal and every podium moment. On Supersport on DSTV, your home of entertainment.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712# hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone.
Coma and Nanfufua, a dialing *712# hash and found no regrets. A side coma investors are a striking gold. A coma health workers are a diagnosing lack with precision. A side coma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. They say a coma passionate farmer on the zoo and even containing a joy. A fake to the seamstress or turning the hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, a coma, if you say your next big win is right here.
Yes.
*712#
hash.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712#
*712# and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial *712# to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
So staying with us on the midday news, time for sports. Mubarak is here.
Yes, Semefa. So the Ghana FA has been reviewing last season's Premier League and remains determined to improve upon the lows. The league, which successfully ended with Samatex emerging as winners, had major concerns, including officiating, stadium attendance, and disturbances by hooligans. Here is their communications director, Henry Asantichum.
We also have to be humble enough to admit that we are not there yet. There are issues of officiating. That's a major problem. Issues of coverage, another major problem. Issues of adjudicating of matters and how slow sometimes some of these cases, you know, how long some of these cases take. And then the issue about patronage or attendance. So I think that is another area that needs to be worked on. You also talk about stadium security. You also talk about officiating. You also talk about the state of our stadia. And these are other factors.
Yes, MFA. So quick update. Black Stars forward Fatawu Issahaku has permanently joined Premier League side Leicester City on a 5-year deal. Gareth Southgate has resigned as England boss after a second consecutive Euros final defeat. And before I go, Real Madrid have unveiled the signing of Kylian Mbappe. He was presented to over 80,000 Madridistas at the Santiago Bernabeu.
A lot happening in the world of sports. Thank you very much, Mubarak. And if you've been visiting myjoyonline.com, you must have seen that communication from the Ghana Education Service indicating that 27 September is a date for reopening of first-year students for the 2024-2025 academic year, but that could be in danger due to debt owed WAEC. We've been hearing from WAEC and they've served notice that it may face difficulties in marking and releasing the results of the just ended BEC if the government fails to settle debt owed the body. John Kapi, Public Affairs Manager, has been telling my colleague Elton Broby on the polls that releasing the money is key to enabling some key programs to be done.
We announced that plans were afoot for them to pay, you know, the rest of the money for the BEC to us. I just hope that by now that would have been done. But as I speak, I don't have any idea whether the payments have been made or not.
The outstanding money, what exactly would it help WAEC do?
So for every examination, there are cost heads. Now we talk about examination stationery, we talk about printing, we talk about personnel who go out there to the field. We talk about fuel for district directors to transport question papers from the examination depot to the centers. We talk about payment of our examiners. And so it's a number of expenses that right now.
He's also announced that the 19 persons arrested for various infractions during the exercise, making it the highest since the inception of the BEC, which are supposed to be facing stiffer punishment.
So far, we have arrested 19 invigilators, and then 19 invigilators, yes, two assistant supervisors. We also arrested 11 teachers who had no involvement with the examination, and then some four passers-by who kind of chose to put themselves into trouble. Mm. So these are the people that we have picked up so far, and they've been handed over to the law enforcement agencies for action to be. The teachers.
What exactly did they do?
They were found in obscure places trying to answer the questions and then send the answers to
the students.
The students.
Well, the Ghana Education Service says it will terminate the appointment of these teachers. Here's Deputy Director General of the GES, Dr. Kwabena Tando.
Every year we dismiss a number of teachers, who are found culpable. Just because we don't put it out in the public doesn't mean we don't do anything about it. But every single year, whatever WAEC finishes us with, we go through the entire disciplinary process as laid down by our conditions of service. Mm. And we take them all the way through to the Council of the Ghana Education Service to make a decision. And every year, with collaboration from unions and from the teaching staff and everything, once we take you through the approved disciplinary process, every year we terminate people's employment.
Well, that's the Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Dr. Tando. Well, the WA High Court has given the green light to continue the trial of prime suspects Elias Mahama and two others on the alleged involvement in the killing of the CEO of Jirapa Dubai, Eric Johnson. So there was a lull in the hearing at the court following an order from the Chief Justice transferring the case out of the court to a high court in Kumasi following a petition from the suspect's mother. Still on issues about crime, of course, we'll bring you that report on Will B. And of course, my colleagues are in the studios. Yeah. MNJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about
yeah.
It's been trending all over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Through till now. Mm.
Yeah.
What more are people talking about?
Well, people are talking about the sirens for MPs. Manasseh Zuriawuni says that medical doctors, nurses, and health workers are more deserving of sirens in their vehicles than MPs and ministers of state who claim their work is so important that they can't be in traffic.
So there was an explanation that was given by Andy Apiakubi as to why doctors were not included.
Exactly. He said he tried, but he wasn't successful. This one here from Jerome Autry. He says, already sirens are flagrantly abused, but seriously, if MPs...
Why did you take your time with that?
Sunday edition.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.